Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale. Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharne Niravishesha Shunyavadi Paschate Deshatar. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya. Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Shrishtam Manumapi Shachiputramatra Surupam Rupam Tasyagrajamurupurim Maturim Goshtavartim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasha Pratoyasya Pratita Kripaya Sri Gurum Tamnatos. Most dear revered Srila Prabhupada, all glories to your divine lotus feet, the dust of which is sought by the demigods and is unlimitedly more valuable than anything the demigods can offer. At ISKCON Baroda, more than 25 years ago, in the basement hall that then served as the temple, your dear disciple, Yashomati Nandan Prabhu, was giving Srimad Bhagavatam class to a handful of devotees. There were no more than 10 serving full time. We were in the 8th canto, Vamana Lila, and in response to a question of mine, Yashomati Nandan Prabhu said, Srila Prabhupada is much more than Bali Maharaj, as if it were obvious and I should have known. This confounded me, and I went through some mental somersaults before registering that Yashomati Nandan Prabhu was, of course, correct. Srila Prabhupada, you are the sum total of all the demigods, Mahajanas, sages, and great personalities mentioned in the Vedic literature, none of whom we would have known about had it not been for you. We offer awed respects to such great personalities, yet we do not want to be exactly like them. We are most happy to have been picked up by you, and we would not leave service to your mission, even to become an exalted sage or demigod. Srila Prabhupada, you are greater than all the demigods, Mahajans, and sages combined. The demigods live for many thousands of years in their celestial abodes and offer boons to people on earth. But you, Srila Prabhupada, coming to earth for just a few short years, bestowed gifts that even the demigods can hardly aspire to attain. Once, when asked if you go to see the demigods, you replied, sounding somewhat affronted, "What is the use? They may come to see me. Oh, he is known to the emperor. I cannot go to see them. Why shall I see the demigods? We have all respect for them, but there is no need of meeting any demigod. Why should I bother my head for meeting the demigods? All the great personalities in the universe have become great by glorifying the greatest of all. Young Brahma, Varunendra, Rudra, Maruta, Stunvanti, Divyai, Stavaihi. You have glorified Krishna, the supremely glorifiable, more than have Brahma, Varuna, Indra, and many other great personalities combined. In Vishnu Sahasranama, Krishna is glorified as Stavapriya, he who likes to be glorified. Yet he likes better when his devotee is glorified. There is an eternal competition between Krishna and his devotee as to who will glorify the other more. You formed ISKCON in order to glorify Krishna, but Krishna also wants that we in ISKCON glorify you even more. Srila Prabhupada, you did not like to see the whole world population misusing their tongues by not glorifying Krishna. And Krishna sent you to this world to show how much a devotee will undergo to expand Krishna Kirtan, glorification of Krishna. Rupa Goswami desire to have thousands of mouths to chant Krishna's names, and you, Srila Prabhupada, have expanded yourselves into thousands of mouths chanting Hare Krishna all over the world. You have enlisted us in your mission to massively glorify Krishna. But we also want to take Krishna's side and join in massive glorification of your divine grace. Ebe Josh Gushuk Tribhuvan. May your glories be spread throughout the three worlds. Both these purposes, glorifying Krishna and glorifying your divine grace, can be served by massive distribution of your books, in which the only subject is Krishna, yet which simultaneously inspire in the reader a deep appreciation of their author. What kind of amazing personality could write so many amazing books, giving in-depth knowledge of the personality of God and the purpose of life, all in simple language that anyone can comprehend, and moreover to arrange for them to be profusely distributed in multiple languages throughout the world. We bow down to the demigods, but by your grace, Srila Prabhupada, we do not want to be like them. Indra, Chandra, and Vayu are great personalities, no doubt, but they do not get the opportunity to go in the streets and distribute your books. Bali Maharaj, the other Mahajans, and all the demigods praise you, Srila Prabhupada, for what you have done and what you are doing. They admire the good fortune of us, your humble servants, who you have engaged in this epochal task of massively expanding Krishna Kirtan all over the world. As eager as we, your servants, are to glorify you, you also want to see your servants glorified. Bhrigupati, Nidra, Vijaya, and other lifelong servants of the Sankirtan mission, their names will not be forgotten. History will glorify them along with glorifying your divine grace, as the demigods and Mahajanas do even now. Ebe Josh Gushak Tribhuvan, let us all resolve to combinedly glorify you more and more by our words and actions. Everyone should know about you, but they don't. Everyone should join your glorification. Your Vyasa Puja should become the world's greatest celebration, surpassing Christmas, Thanksgiving, Deepavali, Eid, Passover, Vaisak, and the rest. Heads of state should bow at your lotus feet. Public intellectuals should be lauded for their learned discourses, extolling your achievements. Whole universities should be dedicated to studying your teachings. Impossible? Let's do it. Srila Prabhupada, you were empowered by Krishna to make the impossible possible. And today, worldwide, Krishna Kirtan is a reality. We now pray that Krishna empower us to make universe-wide Prabhupada Kirtan a reality. Ebe Josh Gushak Tribhuvan. That is possible starting here on this planet if we take seriously not only widespread distribution of your books, but also your instructions for instituting Varnashram Dharma and Krishna conscious farms. Two quotes from Srila Prabhupada. Book distribution and farms, these are our solid programs. They can change the whole world. The whole foundation of animal civilization can be destroyed. If these farms become successful, then the whole world will be enveloped by Krishna consciousness. If we, your followers, take these words to heart, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Korea Oika Arna Korihomane Asha, the world will change. People will experience the benefits of your wisdom, and automatically, rightfully, the whole world will glorify you. With this mission in mind, may Ebe Josh Gushak Tribhuvan be my motto as I enter the fag end of this spot life. What comes next? Will I be qualified to join you again? Will you take me? If I blow it and meet the fate of an unsuccessful yogi stuck in the heavenly planets for thousands of years, may I expound your glories to the demigods and not waste time in worse than useless sense gratification. Whether in heaven or hell, nidja, karma, guna, doshe, jaja, janma, pai, janme, janme, jeno, tava, nama, guna, gai. Birth after birth, whatever birth I obtain due to my good or bad activities, may I sing your name and praise your qualities. Srila Prabhupada, I pray that now at last I can learn what it means to be your servant. Bhakti Vikas Swami. That's it. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Dande Guru Sri Charna.
Thank you.